regardless of the outcome. Boost up positive energy without one. Sorry about the jab, I'm on a holy field. I'm bearing fruit, but demons try to eat them like Yoshi meal. I piss them off the Batman like Falcone deals. Jungle full of predators, I know how Mowgli feels. So I got the fire, refuse to live in fear. I can spot suppliers in a fresh roll.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to episode 170 of the Permaculture Pimpcast, the only Pimpcast on planet Earth where we discuss permaculture, preparedness, and practical living. And remember, PIMP stands for Permaculture is My Passion. So don't be offended. This episode, as always, brought to you by Hickory Ridge Soap from twooldcrowshomestead.com. Turn that simp into a pimp. Bam! Heaven's Harvest, all. 10% off with promo code promo code PERMA. Handle all your preparedness needs yourself. Anything you can't source, go check out Heaven's Harvest. Remember, we were batting 1,000 on those seeds we did last year. So I'm looking forward to giving them another round, trying the new seeds, and getting it off and running. So Heaven's Harvest, 10% off with promo code PERMA. Sorry, a little bit tongue twisted today. All right. If you would like to listen to us in another application, obviously we're in all the podcast platforms, but if you want to check us out in the Fountain app, you can double up, triple up the speed if you like over there. And if you'd like, you can also drop a derivation of Bitcoin called sats, S-A-T-s. So if you want to drop some S-A-T-s on some P-I-M-P-s, you know where to do it. Go check it out on the Fountain app. All right, with that said, y'all, I want to thank everybody here in the live stream. It has been a minute since I've done these, and for those that don't know, and thanks everybody for coming in. If you would, hit that thumbs up. It tells everybody we're live, so YouTube knows to go ahead and immediately to start suppressing us. That's just how it goes, but that's part of the reason why we haven't done the live thing lately, and that has primarily to do with the fact that, well, I could get on here and sing Mary Had a Little Lamb, and for some reason, that is not cool. And anyway, I got a guest on today, and we shouldn't be getting into the esoteric or any of the sacred cows we're not allowed to talk about, you know, on YouTube. So shouldn't have any problems today. We'll get into that in a minute. It's one of these healing modalities, y'all, that has done absolute wonders for me, but especially Michelle. Couldn't get her in right now to talk about this thing because she's down there handling business. All right, so let me get right into the farm news. I want to thank Tim, Colleen, AA, and Forest Homestead, Idaho. That's what I'm talking about. So right into the farm news. My guest will be joining me here after a while. Man, it is a full tilt boogie on some weed eating. And what I mean, this may apply to a lot of you folks out there who are cutting new ground. Let's say you are thinking about a place that you're going to inhabit ultimately. Remember, in permaculture, it's water, access, and structures. I tend to think it's structures, access, or access, water, and then structures. And it doesn't really matter, whichever one works out best for you. But if you're in one of those places, here's one of the tools you can take out of our bag. And actually, I'm going to hopefully have a video ready for you tomorrow on YouTube. I've been slowing down on the videos because I'm trying to make better videos that encompass everything I'm trying to put out there. Instead of putting them out and not, and you know, having to answer a bunch of questions that I should have answered while filming the video. So I'm going to try to do a better job of that, which means I probably won't be producing near as much. But anyway, going back to the weed eating, we got this problem grass out here called Chinese silvergrass. My incredibly intelligent wife, Michelle, basically figured out. Now, let me give you a little bit of background on it. Anybody that's been around probably knows about it. It was brought in by the government, the state in particular, and it was meant to be along highways, keep the erosion from happening. Well, just like every other thing government wants to put their hand in, well, heavens to Murgatroyd, it ends up on all the farms. Nothing eats it. And when, I mean, people, you try to burn it, it comes back worse. I mean, this stuff is like Freddy Krueger. But Michelle figured out, what if we test our soil, look at it under a microscope, which we did, and we find out that it's highly bacterial. Also observing what this stuff, where it usually grows, it's usually in highly compacted places with full sun. Okay, that's another clue. What if we were to turn things more fungal? Would it make this stuff not willing to come back? Well, that's exactly what we're finding out, and that's why we're weed eating. We're cutting new ground, y'all. trying to open up. I mean, we got acres and acres that we can get to, but it's a slow process. So as our herd is, or as our flock is growing right now, we're not messing with cows, really can't do it in some of these parts of the mountains. It's just way too steep. But goats and hair sheep can handle it just fine. Here's what we're doing. We're weed eating and snipping and pulling and yanking, I mean, good night, acres of this silver grass and also thorns, thistles, and it grows, they grow among each other. But look, it's an open indication. Every single time you see thorns and thistles out there, you know your feet, you know your soil is jacked up from the feet up. So what do? We're basically knocking all that down. You don't have to, but if you want to put, you want to put things on turbocharge, throw some seeds out there, cover it up with some sort of carbon, which in the case that we have right now, this silvergrass is absolutely perfect. I mean, it's a perfect carbon source. You could use straw, you could use spent hay, you could use any number of things. And then here's where we put the coup de grace in it. We add compost extract. I basically make the extract. I've talked a little bit about it. First of all, you got to make good compost. Then out of that compost, we make some ballin' extract. I've covered most of that on Patreon. And because it's one of those heady videos that I don't think would do so well on YouTube. So anyway, it's over there on Patreon. You can get in for as little as a buck. But anyway, take that stuff, make it uber strong, put it in a 100-gallon stock tank, and then put a sprinkler on the end of it, and then sprinkle it over those areas. Because what am I doing? Instead of it being highly bacterial, I can't get rid of the, you know, the fact that the sun's on it. But what I can do is change the circumstances to where this thing is not digging it. It's not liking how things are going to go down out there. If I can change it from highly bacterial to 50-50 bacterial and fungal. Folks, that is the number one problem with all the soil tests. Every time we look under a microscope in most places, here's what we find. In the ideal circumstance, if you were to go to Greg Judy's farm, or anybody else who's been at this a long, long time, here's what you're going to find. If you get a soil sample out there, I'll almost guarantee you that the distribution, now there's other soil life out there, but the one that's critical to what I'm talking about now is your dispersion or your ratio between your bacteria and fungi in a perfect, perfect pasture setting. You want 50-50. On your lawn, you want 50-50. In most cases, it's almost 100-0 in terms of bacteria. So we're missing that fungal component out there, and it has to do with us overgrazing. It has to do with a number of things. I mean, there's so many different ways, but here's what we're finding out, folks, and you can probably use it on your homestead. First of all, look at all the videos we did about how to make some ballin' compost. Get that done. Then we've done videos also on Patreon about how to make some really awesome extract. Once you do all that and you put it out there, you will absolutely, I mean, it can be done. This very same thing can be done just by responsibly high-density grazing or whatever you choose to use, whatever dog you want to take to the hunt. You'll get there. But it's going to take you several years, if you did everything right, to get there. Folks, we're finding out that we're doing this stuff in a season. I mean, it's really astonishing how quickly you can see the things. And the problem with the silvergrass, you're thinking, well, why not let the sheep eat it? Look, y'all, nothing eats it. That's the problem. Now, is that a coincidence? Did the government say, oh, my bad? I don't know. Is it conspiratorial? I don't know. All I know is that every time the government puts a hand in anything, it's going to be messed up. So I spent all that time for all of you folks out there that are dealing with anything. Find out what your distribution of bacteria and fungi is, then start from there. And I'll guarantee you, in most cases anyway, you're probably missing the fungi anyway, so make some seriously heavy fungi compost, make extract out of it, and then put that on a sprinkler. I mean, you only need, I mean, if this stuff is made right, if it's like uber bio complete stuff like Eric Sider makes or the stuff we make, I mean, literally 1 gallon, I mean, I'll put it this way. You could literally use 1 5-gallon bucket per 100 gallon. I'm using considerably more than that. I've got like 15 gallons. I'm overdoing it per acre. I mean, that's how little you need. So if you want to find, if you don't want to be on that chemical bandwagon where every single time you turn around, you're having to spray something else out there Well, this is one of the ways we go about doing it. And folks, I can't wait to unveil it for you because we've been doing it all over this place and we're finding out. I mean, it's really things. I know the weather. I don't know where it is where you are, but where I am, the weather is starting to become nice. Our neighbors are not green. We are green. We're turning green. Now, you won't see it in the latest video necessarily, but we are turning green and everybody else isn't. And part of that, I think, has to do with this. I mean, it's really astonishing the recovery that we're seeing. So another farm news. Well, y'all, I'm getting strong carrying all these hay bales up this mountain. This is what I'm talking about. So I know a lot of people like these side-by-sides, these UTVs and stuff like that. Look, I'll be the first to tell you, they're handy. They are very useful. And to a certain extent, you kind of love them. But it's a zero-sum game. So, you know, I don't necessarily have to carry 40-pound bales up there if I got a vehicle, but every time you drive that vehicle across your landscape, what are you doing? You're creating compaction. It's one thing if you do it once or twice, but if you're beating down, make sure it's on a road if you're using those things. So I'm having to go with option B. I'm driving it down, you know, I'm taking hay, and I'm rejuvenating this part of the silva pasture that's been messed up since we got here, and it's going to be a work in progress, probably going to take a few years. Point being, I know everybody likes those UTVs if you got them, and they're handy. They are a combat multiplier, but they also, to a certain extent, can make you lazy. There are times you got to use them BMWs, and I mean boots made for walking. And that's exactly what I'm having to do, y'all. I'm carrying up 40-pound bales, excuse me, literally up the side of this mountain to get things hopping and popping. And I'm getting something of a workout. So I guess the moral to this story is, look, y'all, I mean, there's no, just like Joel Salatin always says, you can't Google experience. Well, there's no quick way to remediate bad things if you're using heavy machinery. I know back in the day when we had access to a tractor, there ain't no using a tractor in this landscape, believe me. But even if you had a tractor and it just seems like it makes things go faster, ask yourself, would you be better served? Are you, remember, I'm not a farmer in the typical sense. I am a microbe farmer. So that means that I have to respect, I know that sounds a little, I know like everybody's thinking, oh man, Billy, what are you going to do next? Come out gay? No, I'm telling you, you got to respect that stuff down in the soil, man. The more and more I worry about this stuff, the more I look at it, the more I go back to the way the Lord intended. Every step I take towards the way the Lord had it, I get 10 steps back to me. But every time I try to cut corners, sometimes there's no substitution for elbow grease. Every time I cut corners, y'all, man, I get ripped a new one. And the classic example is the video I did last year down in the high tunnel where we got in a bind, didn't make enough compost in time. And what did I do? Went out there, bought some of that back black cow nonsense and some of the others. And folks, by the way, every single bagged compost, soil, whatever, every single bit of it we've tested, and we've done a video on this. I probably ought to do an updated video. Every single bag is absolutely denuded of any soil life. Believe me, there's a lot more to it than NPK. If you get off the NPK bandwagon and start using your elbow grease and the things that you're able to use, I mean, you'd be better off using horses for crying out loud or mules. If you can get off that bandwagon, y'all, you will be shocked at how much things come back to you. Yes. Does it take a while? Yeah. You know, to do chores for us in the morning because of our zoning, our, you know, the superb way that we try, and I'm not bragging, I'm just saying we really spend a lot of time on putting things where they belong to make our lives easier. So ordinarily, if I didn't have to do this, morning chores would take 10, 15 minutes. They take 30 minutes now, if not a little bit longer. Well, sometimes when we have to move the animals, it could take 45 minutes to an hour. But hey, small price to pay for the recovery that I'm getting because I am respecting the microbes down in the soil. But hey, also looking at it as, man, I'm getting something of a workout. You know, I went from, I look at it this way, man. Anytime I got to do something that's not fun per se, I got to play mental games with myself saying, okay, dude, you're going to get up there. You're going to get something of a workout. But man, you carry this up here now. You can now stockpile the forage next season. Think about that, y'all. If I put in the elbow grease and if you put it in, and yeah, it may be a pain. Maybe you got to use a wheelbarrow. Maybe, you know, your back's not strong. Maybe you got, You need other means. I'm putting that investment down now for my future self. Because once it's off and running and I just maintain good grazing practices, I don't have to keep doing this. But it's not necessarily the worst thing in the world to have to do it. So, hey, man, put foot to butt. Like I always say around here, get loose or get lost. All right, some other farm news. Had a visitor today for a couple of hours. A new friend, he and his wife, man, are really, really awesome. I had Tim over from Call to Farms podcast. You ought to go check him out. He and his wife, Sophie, are fantastic people. They're kicking off a YouTube channel right now. The name of it escapes me, but their podcast is off and running. And Sophie wrote a book, and it's about Asian cooking. We had him on the podcast before. Tim stopped by today. I mean, he wasn't far from the area anyway. And we had a long, long talk about a top secret mission we got going. So, folks, that's going to take a little time to unfold. But Tim's background and mine overlay in the most brilliant way. And we're going to hopefully be working on a top secret project. And Lord, and you know, y'all, I'm going to ask for your prayers on all this. I really do. I mean, what I'm doing out here and what you're doing, I pray for y'all. I really do. Michelle and I pray for y'all, especially in these times where things seem to be getting crazier and crazier by the day. We see very little in terms of improvement of the status quo. And so we got to take those little victories, y'all, and we have got to pray for one another. If you're not the praying type, well, I don't know what to tell you, but I pray for y'all. And I ask y'all to pray for us as well, that, you know, the Lord orders our steps and gets us in the right direction of all these crazy things that are going on. And y'all, I pray that the information that we provide, because we really do. Oh, Miss Robbie Lynn's in the house, homesteading pastor's wife. Also, y'all, I've talked about it in the last three podcasts. I want to point this out as well. Well, since I'm talking about praying, pray for the people that are selfless in this world. And what am I getting at? I'm talking about the preachers. I'm talking about the pastors. I'm talking about the people that help them out, the support networks that help all those people out. It is the most thankless job in the world, unless you're one of those TV preachers that I view nothing more as that I view as a hireling. So, folks, it is the most thankless job in the world. Nobody, I mean, by and large, most people seldom think about their pastor until disaster arises. You know, think about that. You think about a lawyer and a pastor about when the same things happen. So make sure you keep them in your prayers, because it is a thankless job. It is a job that just beats you down and wears you out. So folks, pray for all those people. Let's pray for each other, because these times are getting crazier. And I'm not going to dwell on them here on the podcast, but you totally get the joint. You totally get what's going on here. Normally, I would go in and I would talk about Redemption Shield. I'm going to have her on the show today, y'all, because honestly, I don't do any snake oil stuff. I don't play that game. I wear things that mitigate EMF. I mean, one of them I got on right now. The people that are watching can see it. Let's see if you can see it. This here is Shungite. And I bought some to put on the phone. Hopefully I'm not. Anyway, it's a necklace. And this is type 1 Shungite. And it's designed to mitigate all of this EMF. You can say a snake oil if you want, y'all. I'm a 25-year IBEW journeyman electrician that knows how to test for this stuff. So I know a little bit about this thing. And I am doing everything humanly possible to mitigate any negative things. Like being in the studio right now, I'm being bombarded with stuff. But this, after my testing, does mitigate unbelievable amounts of it. I also have some on the phone. I don't get anything for this, y'all. I'm just telling you what I'm finding out on all these different healing modalities. So when I get somebody on this show, it's not to sell you, look, I don't need the money. In fact, YouTube pays me almost nothing in comparison to the work we put in. I feel just like a lot of you out there, I feel like most of this should be a public service announcement. Now, there are ways that we do monetize things, and I don't make any secret about any of that. But I do want to make you aware, you don't have to. And look, I've given DIY ways to do this stuff on Patreon. The only thing I've left undone that I feel like I still need to do is how to mitigate this stuff on the smart meters. Y'all, I'm going 100 miles an hour out here, and I just haven't had a chance to get to it. So bear with me, especially those of you that check me out on Patreon. I am going to work out. They have some things that help you over there at Redemption Shield. But I'm going to try. I always try to give you a DIY way of doing just about everything I do. So stay tuned for that. All right. In the past, we had bad news, good news, but now it's all good news, and that's what I'm talking about. So, first good news article. This science-backed natural antibiotic cocktail is known to fight off infections. Now, what is it? And folks, this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. I mean, this is stuff you can source yourself. You can grow yourself. You can produce it yourself. So basically, it's a combination of providing or combining, rather, ginger, honey, turmeric or turmeric, however some folks pronounce it, and vanilla as natural antibiotics. Now, in this article, I mean, you could take them individually. I know I take turmeric every single day. I make my own turmeric capsules. I think I talked about it in the last podcast. I make my own capsules, and I take maybe, and they're 00 capsules. I got a capsule maker. I buy the turmeric from Mike Adams because I know the stuff that he produces has been lab tested. There's no junk in it. Believe it or not, a lot of that stuff you get in the store, man, there's all kinds of arsenic. And I'm not talking the kind that's like bound up in plants that's supposed to be there. Nah, we ain't talking that kind of stuff. I'm talking like some of the real nasty, nasty stuff that's in there. So a lot of this stuff you can grow or you can source or you can make it yourself. There was this lady once upon a time I helped at the church I was going to before they decided to get a little bit woke. There was a lady there that needed a piano moved into her house. So it was a bunch of us guys getting together, got over there, and she made this concoction of turmeric and some milk and some other stuff in there. Wasn't my cup of tea, forgive the pun, but, you know, she was talking about the medicinal qualities of this stuff and apparently knew a lot about it long before I did. So that's exactly what I'm talking about. So see what you can do out there. So check this out. Everybody knows that we have deer repellent we call bone sauce, B-O-N-E, Billy's Bone Sauce. We sell it at the website. Look, I'm giving you another DIY solution for that. Before we ever use bone sauce, and for those that don't know, it's basically, it was an ancient Austrian recipe where you take all this, where you basically take these bones, you char them in a certain way. It has to be done perfect. I mean, it's really difficult to make. Feel free to give it a shot, but I got a proprietary way of actually doing it. So anyway, we take all this stuff and we make this bone sauce out of it. But here's a DIY solution that you can use. And we do it in addition to the bone sauce. That is adding essentially daffodils, because there is a toxic compound for deer and voles and stuff like that. It's lycerin or something like that. Anyway, this is why we put inner and outer circles whenever I teach this stuff. As far as your guilds, we put inner and outer circles of guilds of daffodils, which, by the way, I got from Toby Hemingway from Gaia's Garden, do inner and outer rings of this stuff. And believe it or not, it does wonders all by itself. Now, it may not be enough. So if that doesn't do the trick, man, always hit up some of that bone sauce. You know where to find it at the website. So that's a DIY way of doing it. And then finally, in the good news article, before I get into my guest, scientific-backed benefits of indoor plants. Now, a lot of us have been stuck inside for the longest time, and some of us may have had a dose of the sweet and sour sniffles. You know what language I'm talking about. I can't say it, otherwise, bam, they'll kick me right off. But here's some of the benefits, but the last one is the one I want to focus on most. Indoor plants may reduce stress levels. Okay, I think everybody knows that. May sharpen your attention. How they work that out? Homie don't know. 3, working with plants can be therapeutic. Now, that's true. And sticking your hands down in the soil. Law. And by the way, y'all, I got a little experiment going on down there where I'm grounding plants inside. And at the same time, I got to control where the plants are ungrounded. I'll let you know how that works out. I don't think I told anybody about that, except maybe on Patreon. But also, putting your hands in that soil, dealing with it, is therapeutic if you have good soil. 4, plants may help recover from illness faster. My aunt Dot, back when I was a kid, she swore to this. She absolutely swore that this absolutely positively worked. 5, plants may produce productivity. Okay. Yeah, you got to work on things. I don't know how you play that. Okay. Plants also improve the whole outlook on work. They've tested this in work environments, and apparently that works out. But here's number seven. And I find this curious that they put it at the very end. 7 is they improve indoor air quality. When they had this manufactured pestilence going on, you think people could have benefited from that information? Yeah, me too. All right. So I'm going to add to the stage right now, folks. My guest, boy, your timing is absolutely impeccable, Gina.
Hi, Billy.
How you doing? It's good. I've kind of warmed everybody up. I was going for about 15 minutes before you got here. And folks, this is my guest. This is Gina.
Hi, everyone.
Gina, we're going to simulcast this not only in the YouTube space, but also in the podcast realm as well.
All right.
Before we get hopping and popping, every superhero has an origin story. Why don't you tell everybody what's yours and what brought you to this work?
Wow. Well, that's quite a story. I'm going to keep it really short. I started as a missionary as a young adult. I was in the Philippines for 7 years and just served the Lord. I was doing the ministry and ended up coming back to the United States, built my career. I never thought I was going to be in a kind of career position, and I did that. And I became a trainer for a company and kind of, you know, climbed the ladder. And I was making these powerful videos for employees. And I was carrying this laptop on my body and I was getting really sick. And I was hearing ringing in my ears. And I started to realize, hey, I've got this electronic thing on me. Maybe this is affecting me. And so it was just kind of a revelation came to me. I kind of knew this is harmful. And then because I'd been overseas, I really kind of knew like where to source different things. And the Lord just really gave me wisdom. Like, this is going to become an issue for everyone as they start to ramp up these faster and faster speeds and frequencies that we're all dealing with. It, with our Wi-Fi and our smart meters. And you've already talked about it so much, but all of the cell towers, I mean, 400 cell towers and antennas around the United States alone. That's not including anywhere else, like Canada and UK and everywhere. So this is a worldwide issue. And I started to realize, like, I really knew it was from the Lord, that this was an opportunity to help people. And so here I was ministering, doing kind of that kind of work. And then it was just like, you're going to go into this and you're going to help people this way. So this is kind of, you know, you kind of go through your own challenges in life, your own health issues. And I think it kind of just leads you in a path, almost kind of like what you're doing now. You know, it's just amazing how it all kind of came together. So that's my story in a nutshell.
Wow. So what brought you into, I mean, I understand. I mean, nobody is, well, I'm not going to say anybody, but I've spent a fair amount of time examining this stuff. I'm a journeyman electrician with 25 years experience, IBEW trained, the whole nine yards. Mm-hmm. And I'm aware, you know, years ago, I remember when I was back getting my bachelor's degree, I remember coming across this story years ago of this lady who did her PhD dissertation on extremely low frequency radiation that was coming off of power lines. Mm-hmm. She came up with this theory that, frankly, we come to know later on, I think, that the powers that shouldn't be knew about this stuff for a long time. Well, anyway, she found out that anybody living under high lines, whether it was animals or people or whatever the case may be, they were coming down with levels of cancer that were off the chart in comparison to everybody else. Well, since that time, since she obviously did her doctoral thesis on it, well, power line property, if you ever notice, well, under a power line, your property costs are probably going to be very, very low in comparison to the other things around it. So that's extremely low frequency radiation that's coming off of 13,200 volts or 4160, depending on whatever they're transmitting up and down that line. We're finding out the deleterious effects of those things. So good night. At the end of the day, when I'm holding this, hold steady, when I'm holding this bugging device in my hand, that's doing all kinds of damage that, you know, it seems like every country in the planet seems to know about it, except for the United States of Amnesia. Mm-hmm. There's no mitigation. I mean, they're saying in, what was it, France, hey, that latest iPhone, you ain't sending it over here until you straighten that thing out. It's right. I mean, it's going to Kentucky fry the brains of everybody over here. So yeah. You obviously saw this was a problem. So what got you into the space of trying to mitigate it?
I actually was so sick at that time. I had to leave that career position and I was looking for solutions, like, what do I need to do? And it was just really kind of searching and figuring that out. And I really know it was just kind of the grace of God and wisdom that came to me. But one of the main things that you've talked about a lot on your show is grounding. And that is step number one. Like, if you're going to do anything, you need to be grounded. So we're in this world of high frequencies now. And I was just talking to somebody, you know, we had the Super Bowl. Can you imagine how powerful the Wi-Fi had to be with 65,000 people in a stadium? Wow. Wow. We're talking about levels of Wi-Fi that you and I, if we totally knew and understood, we would really be concerned, and we should be. This is, we're getting bombarded with these frequencies now, and it's nonstop. And you and I carry our phones on us, like you were saying, all the time. So grounding, what it does is, you, as you've shared with your listeners, it releases these electrons from your body. And I have a little test. Do you want to see real quick? I love to show people this, because I know you did this too on your program, but I like to show people, like, this is the electricity in my body right now. Okay. And I'm using AC, and I have a grounding mat right here. So I'm just going to touch the grounding mat and look how much left my body. And I lift up and then I touch the mat. So essentially these electrons, these positive ions, are leaving my body. And so grounding releases you from inflammation. And for those of you who wake up a lot every night, there's a good chance that you live near a cell tower, you have Wi-Fi running in your home, you have a cell phone next to your bed. So if these things are around you, which most of us deal with, you need to be grounded, because these electrons can be released out of your body and you heal quicker. So, you know, God made us to be touching the earth, but you and I wear rubber sole shoes. And so we don't get to touch the earth very often anymore. Pets, they want to go out in the grass because they know what grounding is. So, you know, if your dog or cat are, you know, if you get a grounding mat, they will usually find it and they'll want to be on that grounding mat. I think you mentioned that, didn't you, Billy?
Yeah.
Your cat wants to sleep on your bed.
I got stories I'm reluctant to even tell, because it's going to sound as if I'm trying to sell something, and I'm not. I mean, the real truth of it is, my wife is training for this Baton Death March. It's a charity event. Yeah. And she's basically going to do a marathon with 40 pounds on her back. And she's been training for this thing.
Wow.
She came back and I took her to town so she could go. She walked on concrete, much to, you know, her regret. Yeah. She came back. She was in enormous pain. I'm going to talk about a couple of things where we used your mats, which, by the way, right here in this studio, for anybody that's wondering, that's where my dogs are sitting right now. We came back. I mean, here's how much of a believer I am, because truly, let me back up a little bit. I first became interested in this. I got to give the background story. I became interested in this because I saw a documentary, the Earthing documentary.
Right.
And I read Clint Ober's book on it. Then I reached out to everybody out there that had any kind of grounding products. And I said, hey, got a YouTube channel? Let me try your stuff. And of everybody I reached out to, you were the only one to say, yeah, test it. And if it ain't right, let me know so we can make it right. So I was like, okay, let me try this out. You sent me a few things.
Yeah.
And I tried every last one of them. All of them panned out perfectly. So I gained an enormous amount of respect for you right off the bat. So with that, went ahead, and I'm going to go back to Michelle now. She's on this march, and I think she did 10 miles that day, and it was on concrete. She came back, her hips were killing her. I said, hey, I want you to, this mat isn't really designed for this, but I want you to kind of get down to your birthday suit. I mean, it's just the two of us here, so why not? Right. Hey, I want you to get down to your, you know, your undergarments, and I want you to wrap this. And she's thinking I'm as crazy as a three-headed cat. I said, look, they've done tests like this on guys that were in the Tour de France, and apparently they swore by it, but they use different things. Let's try Gina's mats and wrap you up in there. We did. Gina, I kid you not, she could barely walk when we got in there. She sat in that thing around her hips for an hour, got up, and she said literally her pain went from, and this woman is as hard as woodpecker lips. I mean, she is tough.
Right.
She said her pain went from like an 8 or a 9 down to almost 0 after 1 hour of being wrapped up in that. And then, okay, so we move on. My big dog, my Great Pyrenees, jumped on her dog, and of course, I'm hearing all about it. The dog is walking around limping halfway, and she wrapped this dog back on her dog bed. She took, I mean, I'm married to Ellie Mae Clampett. Let me just go ahead and tell you that. I go back there in the bedroom, and I did a double take. Like, am I seeing this? I'm like, Michelle, why is that dog wrapped up in that grounding mat? And the crazy thing about it is she's got like her whole back end on it. The dog was like limping around.
Yeah.
Sure enough, the dog was fine. Inside of like, I mean, the only time, I think it was maybe hours later that we actually checked. And then here's the third one. This one happened not long ago. I'm loading hay and I fell through a pallet and twisted my ankle. And it was sprained. And I just knowing I have weak ankles, been down this road so many times, I'm thinking, oh, good night, man. This is going, I'm going to be laid up for days. So I said, she said the same thing back to me. I'm like, I wrapped my ankle in that grounding. I kid you not. Mm-hmm. I went in there, put my foot down. It swole, wrapped it in there for an hour, stood back up, and the pain went, it wasn't completely gone, but it was down to nearly a 1. And then I did it all the next day. And then it was gone. It was, here's the crazy part. It was still swollen, but there was zero pain.
Wow.
I sprained my ankle so many doggone times, but I'm just saying those are three examples. That's why I had to get you on this show, because I'm like, okay, for all these people out there that are suffering from, I mean, whether it's
pain, just pain alone. I mean, just, it's crazy.
That's exactly why I was so excited to get you on here, because number one, I know you have a product that you stand behind, because of everybody out there that has grounding companies, you're the only one that let me test it. Number one, number two, when I put it to the test, it actually did, you know, testing it myself, saying, okay, am I going to discharge when I go to ground? Yes, I did it on the, I did it on every single product. And then you were kind enough to send me, in addition to the other things, you later on sent me a little beanie.
Yeah.
And I'm not entirely sure what that does. So yeah. Why don't you tell me about what that's doing? But I'm wearing it out here every day.
I saw the video with you wearing, I'm like, hey, that's Redemption Shield. But these are awesome because they're just a cotton material that has silver interwoven through it. So it's actually shielding you from frequencies too. And let me just show you, this is one of my meters. I love this meter because it actually has sound. So you can hear the frequencies. It's very terrible sounding, but these are nice to really show somebody who's a skeptic. They're like, is that really true? And I'm like, yeah, let me show you. So I like this because I'm, you know, here's a Wi-Fi router cover just to show you. Look at that. Back out.
Wow.
There's the hat.
Oh, snap. I didn't know it did all that.
This is copper, and this has silver interwoven. So you could tell, you could still hear it slightly with this. So this is, you know, made for comfort because you don't want to have silver on your head and have it itchy, which there are hats out there that are like that. Well, you don't want to wear a hat that's itchy. You want it to block a little bit, but, you know, still be comfortable. So that's the hats. But the Wi-Fi router cover, I think you talked about this on your program. This is probably everyone needs a Wi-Fi router cover because we all use Wi-Fi. And we just accepted it. Like, everybody was just like, okay, Wi-Fi came out and it was like, oh, I'm going to get that. You know, we didn't even think about, you know, is that safe? Like, and do you think anyone's going to tell us that it's not safe if they're making billions of dollars?
Touche.
You know, and that's the sad thing is that it seems like nowadays you and I have to, and everybody has to do their research on things, just about everything. Because we just don't know what's in our food. We don't know what's in so many different things. And so, you know, all of these things just became very important to me because my mother was a Marine and just a really strong lady. But we used to go hike in the Cascade Mountains and go biking. And, you know, this was in the 70s. And I just remember that feeling like you get when you probably get to when you're in your farm or your listeners, when you're away from these frequencies, that quiet, that serenity, it's hard to find now. You can't just easily find that anymore. And I miss that so much because I grew up around that. We never had cell towers. We didn't, you know, in the 80s, they only had 900 cell towers. Can you imagine going from 900 cell towers to over 400,000 towers and antennas? Mm. It's crazy. Like, we've just accepted this, you know, happening around us. And I started to realize, like, there's towers everywhere. And sometimes my husband's like, you show me every tower. I'm like, well, I can't help it. Like, now it's my life. I just, you know, and I think, have you been able to talk to everyone about antennasearch.com?
No, I haven't, by all means.
Oh my gosh. If you can go to antennasearch.com and put your address in, it'll tell you how many registered towers are within 3 miles of your home and how many non-registered towers, because they can throw them up anywhere. And you might be surprised what's around you. And that doesn't even include the antennas that are around you as well. So it'll tell you everything within that 3 mile area. And anything within a mile, I would be doing whatever you can to mitigate those frequencies. Now, hopefully, if you live on a farm, you've got that distance. But a lot of farm owners have cell towers in their properties. So, you know, hopefully that's not one of your listeners having to deal with that. But it's really concerning because this does go back to Cold War time. You know, microwave radiation has been around and it is being used. And I won't go into too much detail since we're on YouTube. But these things are something that is very understood by our powers that be. And even in like 2014, I believe it was, there was a three-letter place that actually did a test with rats with megahertz. Now imagine we're in the gigahertz now. Our Wi-Fi's in the gigahertz. Our satellites are in the gigahertz. So we're talking back when it was 2G and 3G, the rats were getting cancer during megahertz. So that's a million wavelengths per second. Now we're in a billion wavelengths per second. So it's megahertz is a million, gigahertz is a billion, and terahertz is a trillion waves per second of information. So this is just something that we need to all really be aware of. We can't just assume that all of this is just okay because, well, everybody else is doing it. You know,
I'm right there with you, Gina. I'm sitting here and I'm looking, you know, up until, you know, there's going to be that segment out there that says, oh, this is tinfoil hat stuff. Well, mm-hmm. This is in my wheelhouse. This is what I do. And then I'm looking at all the studies, like I said, having examined Clint Ober's work and some others and a lot of noted doctors that have done this. And I'm like, are you kidding me? People like Gary Brecka, a lot of these people that are into biohacking right now, what's the number one thing they tell you to do every single day? If at all possible, I know because I follow the protocol myself. Get morning sun, first morning sun, mm-hmm. Even this AI is throwing up a thumbs up here. Get morning sun right off the bat while grounding. Yeah. That is what every single biohacker tells you to do every single day. And here it is. We're such victims of comfort that we got to be told, yeah, if you can go outside and go ground, that's great, but it's winter. And not everybody's going to want to go out there. I mean, you're at what, Minnesota?
I can't go outside.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's going to go outside and ground there. But what's really cool is, let's say you're a person that sits down and watch a television show every night or whatever the case may be. Why not ground while you're doing it? I'm sitting here working on my podcast or doing anything else. I mean, anytime I have to sit down, I know when I had a guest over earlier, he's probably thinking, dude, what am I looking at? Because I got grounding mats sitting all over this place. There is not a single place I sit down where I am not grounded. Yeah. And once I saw how well it worked for Michelle, how well it worked for me, when I'm able, I was already doing deep Wim Hof breathing, but I'm finding out, oh, gee, so what if I were to do the breathing while grounding and getting morning sun all at the same time? It's like what all these noted biohackers are now telling everybody to do. Well, here it is. I don't care whether you have technology, you're providing a device, whether you live in a high-rising apartment, you can't, and it's not that convenient to go outside, or whether you're a person who's been, you know, bedridden for a while. These are healing modalities that you can bring to you without the ability of having to go outside. Gina, you got some dynamite stuff, but now I'm understanding why. Little side note. Number one, somebody wants to know whether or not your hats come in different colors. And number two, I just want to point out, maybe when I go to Asheville, where it seems like every lunatic this side of the Mississippi is hanging out, maybe their brains are getting Kentucky fried and mine aren't, because I got your hat on. So
I have literally felt, because when you get in a conference where you have 2,000 phones and you have Wi-Fi going and everything, I can feel it so strong, like, because I'm more sensitive and because I was around that powerful laptop for so long, I really believe that my body kind of became more sensitive. And so when I get in these conferences or whatever, I've actually thrown on a hat at an event that was huge, and I can feel a unique difference, like significant difference. And not only that, but I might, you know, like the one show that I was at, I was actually showing people my products. So I was grounding. I had my shoes off. I had my foot on my mat. I mean, I'll do whatever it takes when you're in that desperate situation. It's like, I've been there where I've gone to bed feeling like I was in my, you know, 80s, and I'm in my 50s and terrible pain. And I wake up the next day feeling like I'm 20. It's night and day. Grounding has changed my life. And so for those of you who live near a cell tower, if you're waking up at night, you know, these are things where you have to start thinking, what else do I need to do? Do I need to get a canopy over my bed, which some people have had to do when they have a cell tower across the street? You know, they have to think about the health of their baby. I just had a mother reach out to me, and she's like, we literally have a cell tower in front of our house, straight at my baby's bedroom. And so she got a canopy to go over that baby's crib. And she just got one for herself. But that's more severe case. But that's the thing that we're dealing with. There are severe cases. And more as we go here, and people just, so many people don't know, Billy, they really don't. And so getting the word out, talking about this is so important. And there are groups who are fighting this right now. I know a group in Idaho, it's called Wire Idaho, and they have their own website too. They're actually trying to send, bills to get things changed. I mean, they don't want these towers going up. And so there are smart people out there who are really trying to fight back and push back. But it's going to take all of us getting involved, because it's happening around us, and we're just kind of in our own worlds, and we're not realizing what's going on.
Gina, let me tell you this little experiment I did, and I didn't actually go through all of it. This is crazy. So along one of the, around I-26, there's a Christian school on the way over there. I used to know a guy that brought his kids over there to this school. They have a giant white cross right above this Christian school, and it is a Wi-Fi tower. I kid you not. And then I'm over there checking with the RF meter, and I'm not even sure this thing has enough zeros to be able to go up high enough. And I'm like, okay, this don't seem like an accident to me. It's right here at a doggone school. You got it sitting out there right now. You know you're Kentucky frying the brains of these kids who are already being confused every kind of way you can imagine. But folks, back to your point of something you mentioned a little while ago, Gina, it reminded me of something. Folks, I want you to think about this. Remember the last time your power ever went out in your house? Okay, you're not happy about the fact that the power went out, but do you notice that almost instantaneously you feel this giant sense of relief? Even though, yeah, you may not be happy, the lights are off, nothing's working, but notice it's at that moment that you notice that all the buzzing of the little things in the background that you've forgotten about, you automatically, immediately feel so much better. Even though you're not happy about the power being off. I mean, there's all kinds of electrical phenomenon that I could talk about, things like the right-hand rule, eddy current, all these other crazy things that we know happen when you deal with AC current. But good night, man. I mean, it's bad enough that we're going to get that just with the daily by living. And yeah. If you ever want to try that experiment, go turn off the power at your house. Turn off that main breaker and then see what happens. See if you don't immediately feel, you automatically do that. So if you can't do it and you have to do it artificially, look, I mean, there are DIY ways of doing this. You can go outside and get out there in your bare feet. But, you know, if you're in the house and you got carpet, well, you ain't grounded. Unless you got hardwood floors and those are grounded to ground. And most of us don't have that these days. And if you're walking around in bare feet, I mean, whatever the case may be, I am just so pleased that you have a product that honestly is healing my wife. Even all the blisters. I mean, that was another thing. She got blisters on her feet from doing this thing. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing recovery just like the people that compete in the Tour de France. All of those people that were getting what seemed like miraculous recovery. I'll be honest with you, Gina. It really aggravated me to no end because I'm like, hold on. You mean to tell me this healing modality has been around for this long? You mean to tell me people could have been lowering their blood pressure, lowering the heart arrhythmia, or getting rid of it altogether, or all of these ailments that we have every day because we are not touching earth at really any point of our lives these days? You mean to tell me all of this could have been mitigated just by doing a little bit of these tiny little strategies, putting on a beanie that's going to cover my head, putting my feet, you know, if I'm working on the computer or doing whatever it is I got to do? It's like it's been intentionally hidden from us, and I can't thank you enough for coming up with some products that really do get the mark done. And like I said, you get all the points in the world for letting me test this stuff and tell the world if it didn't work. Well, folks, it does work. I know, like I said, once again, journeyman electrician, 25 years experience. I've been doing this a long, long time, and her stuff works. And, man, you get my seal of approval. Gina, what about the colors? Before we get into the other products you have, do you have any other colors of that hat?
So the hat is black and gray. I haven't done this blue color, but there's only three colors. I sell two just because it's just gray and black tends to be something that people lean towards. We have hoodies as well made of the same fabric. So those are available, which are really nice for those of you who live in colder climates. Those are nice options. And scarves, shawls that you can wear that are made of the same fabric. So the gray and the black, you can see that across the board. And we tried to come up with different ideas to use that fabric because it's so comfortable. I mean, you'll notice a difference. It's not cheap. I mean, the products that we have, you know, you have to spend a little bit, like the copper. I mean, this is a unique fabric. So you might notice, oh, there's a little bit of a pricing thing there, but we tried to really make it affordable, like good quality products, but you're getting that good protection, good quality conductive material. And then also we have the bed sheets. So these are really nice and they ground you just like the grounding mat. So it plugs right here. And then you just plug that right into that third hole in your outlet, which a lot of people don't even know what grounding is, Billy.
Yeah.
for us women, many of us, I mean, these are all new things that I've had to learn, and it's amazing, but there's this natural frequency that comes off the earth, and it's a Schumann resonance. And that's all new to me in the last few years, but this is a healing frequency, and there's good frequencies for our bodies. Because some people are like, well, that's a little woo-woo. You know? But these are really true things. And I like that you're an electrician, because that really helps people to understand from a different perspective. Like, this is something that really does work. But anyway, yeah, I mean, there's wonderful use. I think you talked about our bags. We have the Faraday bags, and pretty much everybody should have a Faraday bag, because you do not want to be carrying a phone on your body for long periods of time. You're only asking for trouble. And I can't tell you how many men I talk to who are getting sciatic problems in the side that they put their phone on, or in their clip, or wherever it is. And then think about it. All these young kids are carrying these phones, babies. I mean, we're talking from their whole childhood. For you and I, Billy, what, you know, we've had this the last few years, but these kids now are growing up with this from baby. I mean, you see babies holding their mom's cell phones, you know? So they're around this all the time. And you hear of cases where these young people are getting rapid cancer. And you're like, where's this coming from? And I mean, these are all things to think about. We're not just dealing with bad food. We're also, and you know, the trails that you see in the sky, but we're also dealing with frequencies. And these are real things that exist today, and they're not getting any better. They're only getting faster and faster. Okay. And pretty soon we will see probably 6G satellites. If not, there's probably already 6G satellites.
Well, I'll tell you, Gina, I'm not only promote your stuff. I'm a customer. I've bought, you know, plenty. I even sent one of these to my friend who's dealing with muscular dystrophy out there in Missouri, and for he and his wife to put on their bed. I bought one of the grounding sheets for the bed. And, you know, I got like these grounding mats, the one I got right now, I think there's four of them in this house right now. I mean, I am dead serious. This stuff works, and it works even in the most passive way. So I'm like, okay, just think about what are you doing right now? Okay. Does it involve sitting? If it does, or maybe you're making dinner out in the kitchen, maybe you want to stand on this mat. I mean, there's so many different modalities that you can use it for. And frankly, I'm just thrilled and tickled to death. Even homesteading pastor said he's going to be ordering some right now. And
that's awesome.
Yeah. But there's, this is why I wanted so badly to get you on here, is to also talk about, there's somebody in here asking, and how do you ground a hardwood floor? Well, if it's an older house, your hardwood floor is already grounded to the ground. I mean, it's already there. It's not as good as hitting regular dirt per se. It depends on the wood, depends on the age of it, depends on a lot of things. And a lot of what you're standing on right now is hardwood laminate, and it doesn't work on that. Mm-hmm. Ask me how I know. It definitely doesn't work. I mean, think about this, folks. You want to know, here's a prime example, especially in the winter. If you doubt me, go try it yourself. Here's how you know you're not grounded. On those cold winter days, when you go up to your light switch and you hit it and you get shocked, do you know what that's happening? You know what's happening right there? You are being grounded. It seems uncomfortable, but that is actually a therapeutic thing. Every time you turn on that light switch and you get grounded by that screw that's going in there, it is actually going back to your grounding rod at your main. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing. You're discharging all of those electrons that are errant in your body every time you go. So yeah, when you walk across that carpet or whatever the case may be, so what if you stayed constantly grounded, or grounded as often as you could? Look, right. All I know is what's worked for us in this house. It's worked so well. I've been screaming this stuff from the mountaintops. Mm-hmm. Yes. Somebody was asking. Yeah. There are some DIY ways. Yeah. You can take a copper wire to a ground rod. You can absolutely do that. I've done that. I've done it with copper sheets. There is a downside for doing some of that stuff too, because as you sweat through the night, believe it or not, it's going to bleed through some of that copper if you use straight up copper on there. So yeah, it'll still work, but it's going to stain your bedding too. Mm-hmm. When you use silver, there's no oxidation like that. It doesn't stain anything around it. So yeah, there's a zero-sum game to all this. Yes, there is DIY. Yeah,
there's pros and cons to everything. I mean, the mat's going to last a lifetime. But if you run warm, you know, for ladies in their 50s and above, they might not like the bed mat. They might want the cotton fitted sheets because it's cooler. And so everybody's going to be in a different situation. I'll tell you what, you put one of these mats on a child's bed, they're going to sleep better at night. But you always want to make sure if you're going to do grounding for any child or pets that you just hide those cords. That's the most important thing because they do like to get into that kind of stuff. So I encourage everyone to tape those down, make sure that they don't have any access to the cords. But grounding can help children with ADHD. It can help with pets who are having, like you said, your dog. Pets are having these side effects as well because they don't get the grounding that they need. And so it's affecting everything. And then I think you showed your smart meter. Do you know how many smart meters are on the opposite wall of a child's bedroom?
Oh, my goodness.
It's unbelievable that these smart meters are actually able to be put on our homes. And there's no one telling us any of the side effects. I mean, I had a guy who called me and he said, my son, who's now 3, every night he wakes up screaming, holding his head. He is hearing that smart meter dump every night. Usually they'll dump a load from 1 to 3 in the morning. And it's so powerful. It's the most powerful thing on your home. So imagine this little baby for 3 years was on the opposite wall of a smart meter.
My grandbaby. No, it's crazy. My son, this was crazy. My son, he actually did this. My grandbaby was crying. And it was when they were still here in North Carolina before they moved to Texas. I can't believe I forgot to say this. She would be fussy, you know, couldn't figure out what it was. She was pretty much a newborn at that time. He literally had her on his skin, walked out barefoot, and she would stop crying. He'd get off of there, get back on the porch. She would start crying. We heard a doctor, there was an MD who became a big believer in all this grounding stuff. She was the one I learned that from. And I was like, are you kidding me? So my son went and tried it and it worked like nobody's business. Mm-hmm. Literally stopped on a dime. And she was being grounded through him, you know, through the physical contact.
Yep.
So yeah, this stuff is legit and it works and it really burns me up. So folks, look, if you can't afford any of this stuff, look, I totally get it. Well, take your butt outside, go stand up. Go outside and ground yourself that way. If you want a more convenient way, if you want some shielding stuff, by the way, Gina's, I've talked about it before, her phone devices, there's the one absolutely positively stopped it completely. And unlike that stuff I got from InfoWars a while back, yeah, I got one from InfoWars a while back. And that thing, you can still get phone calls and listen to your podcast, everything right through it. So they're not all created equally. And it is a real, real joy, Gina, to have you on here and just kind of put an exclamation point on this healing modality. That yes, folks, you don't need a dime to do most of it. Some of it you may not understand. She just makes it really, really simple. You plug it into the ground on your wall. There's no way to get it in the wrong spot. There's no way to do it wrong. It's set that way. I mean, there's no way you're going to take this and put it in the hot and get electrocuted. It's not going to happen.
No, the only thing, Billy, and you could probably speak to this since you're an electrician, but if you have an older home, like from the 1900s or something, there's a chance you might not even have ground in your house. Now it's code. So, you know, that's the only situation. Or maybe if it's an older home that was never properly wired, that would be, but you just wouldn't get ground. You would be able to tell like nothing's changing here.
You'll have two prongs instead of three.
Right.
If you see that, and even if you have a third prong there, doesn't mean that they actually did the job and grounded it. So, you know, it's always best to check these things out. Gina, you're something else. And I can't thank you enough for your products because the relief that it's created right here in this house, is really astonishing. I can't thank you enough. How can people get a hold of you? And, you know,
well, please come to redemptionshield.com. Right now we have a sale, but on top of that, if you use the code PERMA, P-E-R-M-A, you get another 10% off. So that's on top of what we already have on sale. So make sure you come by. I do answer my phone here. So if you have questions, feel free to reach out. Make sure to use PERMA. We want to send those, you know, just a blessing to Billy. And I just appreciate all that you're doing there, you and your wife. Thank you for teaching us so many valuable things. I wish I had a big farm. But one day, if I do, and I'm believing I will someday, I'm going to really take to heart all that you share with your listeners, because, boy, it's amazing what you're doing. And I look forward to meeting your wife, too, someday. So send my regards.
Well, I'll tell you what, she's not necessarily the hugging type right off, but I'm pretty sure she's going to take your head clean off with the hug she's going to give you. Because honestly, she's been wrapped up in that thing like a doggone burrito every single time she goes out and trains. I mean, and she suffers back problems from the Army from way back, and she had that thing on her upper back yesterday. I mean, it is just such a joy to know that there are healing modalities out there that the good Lord put on this planet.
Yes.
And like you said, the Schumann resonance that comes off the ground. For years, when I was a kid, they say, oh, don't walk about barefoot. You're going to get hookworms. Don't do this. Don't put your hands in the dirt. Don't do all these things. And it's just the very opposite of what the powers that shouldn't be tell us to do is exactly what we ought to be doing. Gina, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being on here, and hope to chat with you very soon, and let us know whenever you got some new products out there.
Sounds good.
Take care. Blessings. All right, y'all, it's back to you and me. So I'm really thankful. It was hard to get Gina on here because she's going like so many of us. She's out here going at 100 miles an hour. Chris says, yeah, sleep on a grounding mat every night. Folks, I also want to point out, because I want to make this very, very, very clear, that you don't have to buy anything. You don't. There is a DIY solution for everything I'm talking about here. I've talked about it on Patreon, where you could go out there and get copper sheets. Like I said, it's a zero-sum game. You could even do one of those things where you ground yourself to a grounding rod at night. That works too. It's touch and go, because you got to worry about lightning on certain things. So, you know, you want to be careful about the certain things. There's not one healing modality. This is why I've been going on about getting morning sun. Get sun anytime. Get that vitamin D. That's the one thing. When the people were coming down with sweet and sour sniffles, the vitamin D was the one doggone thing that they were finding, that all the people that didn't succumb to it, they had sufficient levels of vitamin D. Well, get your butt outside. Go out there and ground. And guess what? People like Gary Brecka are telling you all you got to do it is for 10 minutes. You mean to tell me you can't carve out 10 minutes? Or maybe you're at work. Do what I did. When I was back here working on my tools, I didn't know a whole lot about grounding. I wanted to come out of them boots and change my socks. I mean, it's one of the things I do whenever I'm working long, long days, like 12-hour days. One of the little tricks I learned in the Army is to change your socks. So every time I get down to lunch, I'd come out of them boots. I'd go outside, put my feet on the ground, and I noticed I always felt better. I thought it was just changing my socks that did it. I now realize that it probably has something to do with grounding. So folks, I know people got less money than they ever did. There's a DIY solution to all this. If nothing else, just walk outside. Make it a ritual. When you get up in the morning, I mean, do what I do. I go out there, I do my Bible study. If the sun's out, excuse me, if there ain't some streaks in the sky already, I go out there, put off the coffee for a couple hours. That's actually helped. Go out there, I sit out there in the sun in my rocking chair, bare feet on the ground, and I'm doing my Bible study out there. And then, you know, you can stack up some of these things. Folks, please don't just hear this and not do anything. You don't have to buy it. Go out there, get your butt grounded. All right, I'm going to get into the Q&A. Look, there's been a lot of people reaching out. And folks, like I said, these people have been playing games with our email here and there. And so if I'm not getting back to you, it's not because I'm not paying attention. They've even been playing around on Patreon. For some reason, I'm like, okay, for a while there, I didn't even know anybody sent messages. or they had it to where I couldn't even respond to anybody who would be on my videos, because I put out shorts on Patreon that are, I like to think, that are very helpful. People leave comments there. Believe me, I'm getting back to you. It's just, I ain't being told. Same thing's happening on YouTube, y'all. They're playing games. Just wanting to let y'all know, look, I ain't never going to be one of them ones that gets too big for his britches or nothing like that. I'm thankful and I'm hopeful to help out as many people as I possibly can. So just know, if I don't respond in any way, I ain't sticking my nose up at anybody. It's just, I ain't getting a doggone message. Go into my, we call that the trash folder on your email, and I'm seeing all these important emails that I should have got. And then it dumps them out after you get so many. So there ain't no telling how many people try to reach out to me. Well, anyway, y'all, it was a blessing to have Gina on here, and it's a blessing to have on all of y'all. So let me get on to some of these questions here. Justin's saying he's over here in Massachusetts with his wife. And I'll just basically break it down this way. He's talking about maybe moving to Kentucky, and he's wondering, hey, is that a good move? Look here. Kentucky was actually on my short list. When we were looking to get out of Texas and I was trying to figure out where we wanted to go, believe it or not, I'd spent a fair amount of time right there in Kentucky working at that Corvette plant. I mean, I was working when I was trying to save up every penny I could so I can get off and jump and do this lifestyle. I was working 7 days a week. I worked 7 days a week, 12 hours at night, every single night, didn't miss a single day for 3 months. And it wore me out pretty bad. I mean, it tore me up too. That's another story altogether. But when I was up there, y'all, I seen some beautiful country, met a lot of beautiful, wonderful people. And then since that time, check out Jason and Shelly. They got a festival coming up here before too long. In fact, I'm going to have them in on Monday talking about it. It's called Kentucky Sustainable Living Festival. And I'm not going to be able to make this one, but my son's going to be there. And it is, I mean, you want to know whether or not Kentucky's for you, go to that event. And you're going to find out, I think, that Kentucky's going to be on your short list, just like it was mine. I ended up selecting North Carolina for a whole host of other reasons. It's, number one, I love the mountains. I wanted to be high enough because I'm at about 3,000 feet, which is like that Goldilocks zone, because I'm high enough to avoid the humidity, but low enough to still get all the fertility. So, yeah, I'm going to definitely recommend that you go check them out at Kentucky Sustainable Living. All right, right here, Ryan says, I was wondering your thoughts about why, vermicomposting and teas and extracts, and why I don't talk about worm castings and vermicompost. I'll be honest with you, Ryan. I only try to talk about things I really know something about. Theoretically, yeah, I know there's a whole lot of people doing this on YouTube and some other places. Theoretically, I can tell you exactly what's going on with vermicompost. When done correctly, having not used it or having not made it myself, it is probably the best thing in the world. Now, you got to work at it, and there are some people that do it better than others. Vermicompost is, I don't talk about it because I haven't yet gotten into that realm. I'm sure the transition would be easy, but I just don't know enough. I haven't examined it enough. I haven't done it enough. I bet Eric Sider knows all about it. I know Jeff Lawton has done a lot of work on it, but I'm also looking at it from this end. Let me put it this way. If I'm making fantastic compost, okay, and let's say I'm taking that compost alone and I'm putting it in my garden spaces, well, build it and they will come. The worms are going to show up there. Look, for those that don't know, here's how awesome God made a worm. Everything a worm touches on the outside of its body is improved. Anything that a worm eats and comes out the other end of that worm is improved. It's one of the few things in this world. In fact, I can't think of another that everything it touches, it is literally the Midas, King Midas of the soil. Everything that it touches, everything that it ingests comes out better. So when you put these dewormers, that's why I know it's tough for folks. When you put these dewormers in your animals, you're killing your top predator and your most helpful thing out there, not most helpful, but one of the most helpful things, because a worm actually is the top predator, one of the top predators in the soil food web. So just keep that in mind. Whenever you're out there putting this dewormer on stuff, you're killing your soil life, because it's like this. Consider your worm like your lion, okay? consider your nematodes something of like, let's say your gazelles. And then further on down, we're looking at an African savanna. What would that savanna look like if you just removed all the lions from it? What are you going to have? You're going to have the same exact thing that happened in North America when they got rid of all the wolves. Now, all of a sudden, your deer populations, all the things they eat are going to explode, and then they're going to collapse. That's exactly how it goes. So on a macro level, that is exactly what's happening in your soil when you sit here. And I know it's tough, folks. I know you got some of these animals you love, but man, if you're going to be profitable as a farmer, you want to try to get those animals out of there. You want to process them if you can, or give them to somebody who doesn't mind. But if you want to keep that soil life off and running, yeah, you can't do it. So back to your point about the worms, dig this. The way I'm looking at it is, if I'm doing what's right with that soil anyway, if I just throw a ton of carbon out there, the worms are going to show up. They're going to do it anyway. So I'm going to get the benefits of them just by doing what's right in terms of my grazing and in terms of what's done with my composting. So I get the benefits of vermicomposting by just courting them to be in the soil. So that's one of the reasons I really don't spend much time on it. So let's see here. I had something of a technical glitch. Let's see here. Well, I'm going to get to it. Okay, so we got... All right, so Matthew's saying he's in indoctrination camp, which is college. anyway, I love this guy. I love this kid, man. He gives me hope for the next generation, where we got so many people that are more concerned about what Taylor Swift or whoever she's married to or about to be married to. We got so many people that are worried about that things. And let's be honest here, people my age, people in their mid-50s, are worried about the same stuff. But man, here's a young man that's really trying to do good things with his life, y'all. He's in this college. He knows what it is. He's just trying to get to the other side of it. And, you know, he gets kind of dogged a little bit from time to time. And, you know, he's working with one of his partners in the ag department. And he's saying, hey, why are we sitting here feeding them all these antibiotics? And he's like, dude, I don't care. It's the way it's always been done. His response was, well, how did they do it before we had all these drugs to put in them? So that's exactly what we want to try to get back to. All right. So let me go through the comments here and see, y'all. I am not the most technical savvy person in the world. So forgive me if you got comments in here. I'm not seeing it. But hey, I want to reiterate one more time, y'all. I talked about it in the beginning of the program, and I want to put an exclamation point on it. You ever tell somebody, you know somebody going through some stuff, and they say, and you tell them you're going through some stuff, and you tell somebody what you're going through, and they say, man, I'll pray. It's the least I can do. No, it ain't. It's all you can do. It's the most you can do. Look, man, I know there's a whole lot of folks out there suffering right now. Some of you definitely listening to this podcast right now, and you're thinking, man, it's touch and go. I can't hardly put bread on the table. Things at the store, a fortune. Gas ain't getting no cheaper, or it is right now because it's an election year, but who cares? Everything else is costing a fortune. That's why I'm doing this podcast, y'all. That's why I do this YouTube channel. Trust me, they ain't paying me for this for the most part. And if I can get legitimate people on here like Gina to talk about legitimate things that might give you some healing, some peace, man, I'm going to bring them on. But at the same time, y'all, I want to encourage all of you. I pray for y'all. I do. And I know, and I hope y'all are praying for me. Yo, look, this is all we can do, especially in these crazy times where it seems like you got families falling apart left and right. You got people fighting with one another, and it's all orchestrated and meant to get worse. They want to keep you worried about that Super Bowl. They want to keep you worried about all the crazy. That's why I got rid of the bad news section on this show. They want you worried about the things that don't matter. We've become a society that knows the price of everything and the value of nothing. So just keep that in mind, y'all. Stay alert, stay alive to all these things that are going on. And look, it's going to get weird. It's going to get crazy. But do every little thing you can. This is not a war we win in miles. We win it in inches. All right, y'all. Hopefully this program has been a blessing to you. Till next time, stay alert, stay alive. I'm talking saucy. All they wanna build is a prison world full of pet Tamagotchis. Like a kamikaze, got me out of body.
like I'm Goku SS3. Woo! They wanna push me to the center like a cell. They wanna spin up, but the center of the next is me. Yeah, yeah. They want-